Let's get ready to rumble,
honeys.
When we first saw Eye Candy Elliot working at our local coffee shop, we fell in love with his ripped body, colorful tattoos, and his David Bowie-like smoky eye. Who'd have guessed that Elliot also moonlighted as a professional wrestler? Brrr. This Friday, Man Candy Elliot is throwing down with queer wrestling star Sunny Kiss to decide who is king or queen of the ring.
Sunny Kiss is famous for his viral videos where he pummels his opponent's face with his plump booty. And while we are rooting for both to win, we sure hope he makes Elliot toss that salad before the match is called. Today, Eye Candy Elliot calls his opponent Sunny Kiss and taunts him just days before the match. I can't wait to see how this turns out.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Feast of Fun is made possible because of fabulous people like you. Thank you. Right now, we need your help. After many years of creating podcasts and videos you love, our dear computer can't take it anymore and is ready to go to the great big recycling bin in the sky. It is heartbreaking to be in this situation.
Visit GoFundMe.com/FeastOfFunComputer right now and give any amount. Help us reach our goal of saving the show's podcasting computer. Every dollar you give goes directly into making Feast of Fun last for years to come. We know we can count on you to make a big difference and continue the show. Thank you for loving Feast of Fun.
Thank you very much. Once again, the link is GoFundMe.com/FeastOfFunComputer.
Let's get ready to rumble! Our favorite wrestler, Eye Candy Elliot, is back on Feast of Fun, and this time it's personal. As if it wasn't last time.
It's always personal.
I think so too, but wrestling is a little bit of theater and it's a little bit of a sport.
Sure.
How do you keep things from, you know, like going too far?
Going too far is the fun of everything.
Part of it is you're pushing people's buttons.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, have you ever hurt somebody really bad and you're like, shit, I shouldn't have hurt them that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
going too far.
Is yeah, it going sometimes too far, you hit a little harder or you hit in the wrong spot or...
How many guys have you sent to the hospital?
None.
None?
None.
Oh, how many times have you gone to the hospital?
None.
So,
fingers crossed.
This is good.
Knock on wood.
Okay. Knock on your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, for those who are just tuning in, we met Eye Candy Elliot. He was a barista.
What a story.
At one of our coffee shops.
I love
shops.
This story.
And thanks to the modern social media, we triangulated your social media profile, and we found out that the hot guy who served us coffee was a relatively well-known wrestler in the indie wrestling scene here in Chicago.
Yeah. And his coworkers
who listened to the show were like, because we were like obsessed about you, you know, and you're really, I'll be, you know, and you take a compliment well.
Lay it on me.
You're a very attractive guy.
Thanks.
Very cute, very adorable.
Would you say I'm eye candy?
Yes, you are. Do you remember how we described you on the show?
None particular.
Who said, I'm a muscle dork.
Muscle dork, yeah.
And so I came one morning into your coffee shop to get a...
Muscle dork. Is it the glasses?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It was the glasses.
I just can't see. That's all.
And so we talked about you on the podcast and your coworkers tuned you into that. And so you came up to me and you're like, so... I'm a muscle nerd. And I almost spit out my coffee. And you're like,
I was like, you would not believe
who I just talked met. To.
Mm-hmm. Eddie.
And so,
Elliot.
Eye Candy Elliot, you know, you're kind of a hot shit right now. Since you started, your popularity has kind of grown and people love to hate you.
Yeah. Or they love to love me.
They love
you
to
know,
love
I'll let
you.
Them choose.
Well, so in real, like on stage, do you think most of the people who are coming to see you, are they there sort of, you're like the Iron Sheik in the 80s. They like to hate on you or do they're sort of enamored with you?
It's a little bit of both.
You're kind of a, have an attitude because you're so good looking.
Right, right. Yeah, that and I don't really get along with anybody in the ring, you
really?
Know?
Why aren't you there to fight?
Right, right. There's some good guys though, you know, and then play it up.
Oh.
I got a sour attitude.
like, so two good guys will fight each other, like, oh, it's all good, bro.
And yeah,
like,
they'll shake hands afterwards and say, good job, good hustle, all that crap.
Well, it's an interesting world we live in, right? Because we went through the 80s and 90s with WWF, Cyndi Lauper, Captain Lou Albano, all this debate whether wrestling is real or not.
I still don't know.
And it's a mixture of theater and athletics, right? You're exaggerating it, but the punches aren't real. But is the outcome predetermined? Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. We saw that on Glow on Netflix.
Yeah.
And so we have a really good understanding of what we're seeing and the people who are participating in wrestling, kind of like drag. It's theater, but it's illusion, you know, and we have we have a really good understanding of what we're seeing. And now people are just into it more than ever.
Yeah, it's cool. It's so fun to immerse yourself in it. Once you get in, you're just hooked.
But isn't your girlfriend or your mother or like your friends be like, you know, Elliot, you don't have to be beating up all the people. Can't you just get along? Can't you just hug
My mom loves it. My mom tells everybody.
She brags like, about
this is my son. He's a wrestler. And then I have to talk about it to whoever. I have to explain it in detail. It's always the same conversation. They're like, oh, did you wrestle in high school? I'm like, no, not that. You know, like, what do you mean?
Well, they don't think it's like an athletic, like an Olympic wrestler.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, you know, the last thing you imagine is to be introduced to a pro wrestler all of a sudden. So it's like immediately your mind goes to like, oh, that's cool.
Because they look at you and like, who are you wrestling? Little kids? Or what's going on? Girls? Who are you wrestling?
That's supposed to mean?
Well, that's Andy Kaufman's intergender.
Yeah, intergender champion of the world.
This week here in Chicago, you're actually...
I have a big fight coming up.
A big fight a gender nonconforming wrestler, Sonny Kiss.
Sonny Kiss.
For you guys who may not be into wrestling, you've certainly seen Sonny Kiss's video.
Yeah, it's
Sonny
out there.
Slamming his muscular buttocks on his opponent and humiliating him and throwing him down to filth.
That ain't going to be me. I'm not going to let that happen.
You're not going to, he's not going to twerk his
butt
in your face.
Not.
What are you going to do to prevent it?
Yeah.
How are you going to keep his ass away from your face?
That's easy.
But Elliot, listen.
Yeah.
I'm your friend.
Control. Right.
I care about you.
Thanks.
And I want to prepare you in case that happens. So do you want to practice that with me right now? I'm here, you know, whatever I'm here to make sure that you win this fight.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any advice for me?
I do, actually. Yes. What you got to do. Well, what do you want to win? Do you want to win the hearts and minds of the audience, or do you want to physically win and humiliate Sonny Kiss?
Oh, the latter. I don't give a shit about what people
think. You don't care what people think about you.
No, they're going to love me either way.
They're going to love you because you're relying on your looks.
Right.
Not your intellect.
This tastes good.
Okay.
Candy. I mean, you're a strong, you're a fit guy, but I mean, Sonny's got some moves. I mean, he comes on to the stage or the wrestling.
Sonny is hell of an athlete.
And does splits, falls right into a split. Then he's tumbling and kicking people after doing a tumble.
Right.
He's upside down twerking.
Yep.
I mean,
look, I don't need to do the splits to kick someone's ass. You know, that's a little extra.
Well,
Sonny is a whole lot of extra.
Let's maybe break this apart. What have been times when you've lost a match? Why did you lose the match? Has this ever happened?
I rarely lose.
But there's been a time when you
rarely
did.
Rarely
it's
lose.
Very seldom, very rare, but it has happened.
Yeah.
So how did it happen?
You know, I just start thinking about something else when I'm in there and I get distracted and
So you got to keep your mind concentrated.
Oh, yeah, right. You have to be focused.
Sometimes
on that.
It's just far too easy for me, and I'm just sort of wander off. I think about my next meal.
Because Sonny's ass isn't a weapon. You just have to keep focused on.
I
his
can't.
Ass.
I'm not gonna. If I, that's the biggest distraction.
Instead of eye on the tiger, it's eye on the catwalk.
Right. Hey, look,
kitty girl.
I'm the brown eye.
Yeah.
Of the tiger.
I'm packing a weapon myself here. So.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
What?
Don't come on now.
Now. So as a wrestler, you know, and we just had Sylvia Nix, who's doing a web series with James Mansfield, where they sort of talk about the nuances of competitive wrestling and competitive drag queens and how much they share a lot in common.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, you know, do your fans ever tip you a dollar?
No, but they should.
They should.
Absolutely.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
You got to sell the merch.
Right. It comes at the merch table, you know? I remember having, like, one drunk fan just walk up to me and be like, Eye Candy, you're the best, and tried to give me like $20. I was like,
good.
What? Right. Pretty yeah. awesome, right? And I was like, are you on a shirt? What's going on here? And he just sort of stumbled around, walked away. I was like,
I'll keep the 20.
$20.
Did he stuff it in your wrestling?
No, but honestly, that would have been acceptable for $20.
So you're cool, like you're very LGBTQ friendly.
Absolutely.
And so even though you don't need to because you're so attractive. Oh, yeah. you embrace everyone and everybody's right. welcome at your shows. Mm-hmm. And even though you're going to be beating them to a bloody pulp, right. it's nothing personal. No. It's wrestling.
Right.
And so if somebody wants to give you a $20 bill and stuff it in your singlet,
please go right at
do
it.
Do it.
Uh-huh.
Can we like get into the ring and give you the money and stuff?
No, you might get in trouble.
So how do the fans give you money if they come see the show besides waiting for the meet and greet afterwards? It's not like when you're marching into the ring, can right. they interact
I'll give
with
you
then?
A second. Yeah. Okay. You know, I do a little tour around the ring first, you know,
I want to start this trend. I think yeah, that would be really please? Great. Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Cause people are going to be coming. It's going to be here in Chicago this yep. Saturday,
Friday night.
Where at?
That's February 1st, Logan Square Auditorium on the northwest side of Chicago. That's like the six corners over there, Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And at what time?
That is at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock doors. And also for those who are not in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, it'll be streaming live on independentwrestling.tv.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that something?
So I can actually watch this.
Yes, you can. It's a pretty damn good streaming service, too. I think it's like, I don't know, $10 a month, but you can get 2 weeks for free with coupon code freelance. Yeah.
So, freelance. You know. So you can watch this Sonny's twerking butt
sure
try and take you down.
Pay your goddamn hard earned money to see that.
Watch it for free and then
I would pay to see that. Right. I just got
I'm off Friday. I might come see you.
Could you please?
It's my birthday weekend.
My God. I'll sing you happy birthday.
Oh, you will?
Absolutely.
I want to be there. I have to work. Oh. Okay. So what's the difference between a face and a heel? Because people don't know the lingo.
the face. That's the good guy.
That's a good guy. Why do they call the good guy good person a face?
It comes from the term baby face.
I see.
Right? You know, clean cut, all that jazz. Right. The heel. And I don't know where the fuck heel comes from.
Well, heel's a jerk.
Right. Is that is that
they
a
call
thing?
Somebody who's a heel is a jerk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if it comes from the heel of the shoe or the heel of the bread that nobody wants to eat. I don't know.
I think it's the bread.
Yeah?
I think it's the bread. Heel is the bad guy.
Okay.
I'm the heel.
You were a fan of wrestling as a kid. You watched this
all my entire life. Yep.
Who were sort of like the people that inspired you as a child?
Wow. Inspired all of them, man.
What was like that? You were like, oh man, I wish I could, you know,
I wish I was The Rock. I wish I was Stone Cold.
I wish I was spit on by The Rock.
Yeah, sure. I wish I was Billy Gunn. I wish I was
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh yeah,
was your man.
He's up there.
John Cena.
Especially as a kid. You know, that was a little past my age grade. That's a little.
I love
recent.
How every time I bring John Cena on the podcast, the people who are fans of wrestling, they all go,
yeah, he's very polarizing. I think he's tremendous. I think he's incredible.
I think he's attractive.
But, well, sure.
But I think he should be doing gay porn instead of doing wrestling.
Right. I wonder what will pay more.
So the dictionary says the heel is a contemptible person, a person who is self-centered or untrustworthy. But also, in professional wrestling, a wrestler who performs the role of the unsympathetic antagonist.
different eras. You know, there's the Hogan, there's Stone Cold, which is so different. That's the nitty gritty, you know. And then recently, it's like
there was John like Nirvana Cena. Was like the
right,
grunge.
Yeah, exactly. That's the 90s that, for yeah. you, right? Yeah. And then there's like the mid 2000s. There's like the John Cena and Batista. You okay. know, folks like that.
And The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, where does he fit in all that?
That's the 90s. That's 90s. With Stone Cold and all that jazz, you know.
And so what's happening now in the world of wrestling?
Right now, it's interesting, especially with the advent of, with the internet and everything like that, mm-hmm. you know, everyone can have their own spotlight, you know? So mm-hmm. for somebody like me, you don't necessarily need to be on WWE TV to become a star, you know.
You sound mm-hmm. like the drag queens are like, I don't need to get on RuPaul's Isn't Drag Race to be uh-huh. a star. They're right, I can though. Do it on my They're own. Right, though. I can do bad all by myself. Uh-huh.
And through that has spawned, you know, like there's a there's a upstart wrestling company that just formed in the mm-hmm. past 2 months.
What's so, it called?
All Elite Wrestling. Right. So mm-hmm. we'll see if that becomes like a household name in the next few years.
This does sound like, you know, Miss Gay US of A pageant.
But you're saying there's some big yeah. money behind it,
yeah,
though, too,
it's,
right?
It's
there's
owned by the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That family owns, like...
That's a sports team?
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, for those unaware. That family owns, like, football clubs in England and all that jazz. Oh, so wow. there's real money behind it, you know? It's pretty cool. It's pretty exciting.
So it's injecting kind of some new energy into the wrestling
right.
world.
Right. There's sort of like a bidding war for a lot of talent out there. You know, a lot of people getting wrapped up in contracts right now. People trying to, mm-hmm. you know, sign some big names away from the independent scene, you know. Mm. So who knows?
Do you ever have any face any indecent proposals as a sex symbol? Hunk eye candy for wrestling.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to wrestle me.
Oh.
Yeah. Indecent proposals, like what?
You know, like a millionaire says, I just want you to, you're so beautiful. I just want you to spend a night on my yacht.
No, but if there are any millionaires out there for a price.
Yeah. Right. you know like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be your Sylvester Stallone.
Arm candy.
They did muscle worship. That's you know what cool. that is, right?
Explain.
So muscle worship is kind of like a softcore form of erotica. It's I would Hell consider yeah. sex work.
Right.
But it's not like you're sexually involved with the other person. Mm-hmm. They're paying you for you to go to their house and flex.
I'm about it.
And they oil you up and get off.
Oil.
And if they come all over you, it's okay.
Hey, it's a job's a job.
Yeah. I sound like a scene from Showgirls. Mm-hmm. But you know, and some people it's a tricky thing. So like if you go like into muscle worship on YouTube and stuff like that,
right.
You see a lot of Eastern European guys, they're like, I am the baddest, I am the monster, so muscular.
That's awesome.
You are so puny.
I love YouTube. You need mm-hmm. to go to some of my matches and read some of the comments.
Oh yeah?
Oh, they're incredible.
Where can we look right now? Actually right there right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Find us.
Which is the video that we need to see?
Search Eye Candy Elliot versus find Eye Candy Elliot versus GPA. There's some good comments on there. There's a lot of views.
GPA?
GPA.
Like a grade point
like
average?
A grade point average.
That's the name of a wrestler?
Clever, huh? Very smart man.
Because he's so who's the unlikable person there?
Me. Well, you would think GPA would be, right? Usually he is. And in this scenario it was I.
So should we sort this by top comments?
It's pretty incredible.
Make giant sure, nutbag damn.
Giant nutbag. God
get
damn.
These nuts in front of my face. Paul's so sexy. Mm-hmm. Nice bulge on Eye Candy.
Nice bulge.
More GPA matches. There's not a lot of that. There.
Do you wear some protection down there?
No.
No?
No.
Do you wear a cock ring to push it out there?
No. Just a good tuck, and I should be good.
You're looking good, baby. I know like you work like 24 hours, 9 to 5.
Thank you.
And you're like,
I got a good tan going on right now.
No money for food, no money for the gym.
Right.
You're like lifting concrete blocks in the alley me. In Chicago uh-huh. in negative sub-zero weather.
For real.
What is it? What is
nitty gritty?
What do you like? You know, you had this dream as a kid,
right?
And now you're just like in the middle of it all. This
it's
is
crazy. It's a crazy
right?
thought. Yeah. I often think when I get when I find myself a little discouraged is there was a point where I wasn't doing this.
Yeah.
Where I was just like a scrawny kid with a dream, you know?
Wasn't that many years ago, was it?
It really wasn't. It really wasn't. And here I am, and I'm Eye Candy Elliot. You know, right? Like, I have my own little persona, you know? Like, I'm constantly striving for more. You know, I'm never happy where I'm at. Well, but sometimes it's awesome to just sit back and be like, God damn, I'm actually, here I am, you know?
Is there, you know, some people who try to get into wrestling and they go a little too far with their theatricality? Or is that not really a problem? Like, if I were to do wrestling, I'd be the Broadway baby.
Sure.
And I would always, like, work a plot from a musical into my wrestling.
That's how it should be, man. I love it. I love it. Absolutely.
And every time I got defeated, I would be like singing like,
that's the way it should
and
be.
I am telling you, I'm not going.
Yeah. What should my wrestling persona be?
Oh, goddamn.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk Doug.
Yes, the drunkard. Drunk Doug. Yeah.
Why are you always making fun of my drinking? No, Mark's a people person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd be a face, not a heel. Right. But it's more fun to be the heel, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I think I'm Slytherin, honey. House of Slytherin.
Do the heels make more money? Typically, do they get booked more?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not sure. I think it's about even. You need a good heel to have a good baby face.
So it's like a date, like where the promoters
are
like.
It's a date and it's a dance.
So who came up with the idea of you versus Sunny Kiss?
That's like, ooh, I don't know.
It just happened. You guys were like flirting with each other on Instagram. Like, yeah, right. I love you. No, I love you.
I think the pairing was just, you know, Sonny was actually booked to be in Chicago a couple months ago. Not against me. He had another match. I think there was some like a weather issue at that time. I think it was in like November or December or something. Got rebooked for this January show. And I think the promoter was just looking at the roster and was like, look at this goddamn pairing. Look what we can do right here. And I'd say, man, it's been pretty exciting. You know?
What are you going to do if Sonny tries to kiss you?
Oh, man. I think that's illegal. I'd have to look at the rule book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can't kiss the opponent. I think a lot of the cage fighters do it. Right before the match starts.
You know what they do sometimes? It's illegal in wrestling, but they still do it anyway. Like, this is like high school wrestling, college wrestling, is when they're down there, they stick their fingers up their buttholes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I forget what it's called. And technically it's illegal, but sometimes you can get away with it.
I'm going to try it.
Just pre-lube. That way. You thought you were going to mess me up.
Uh-huh. Well, they do it through the wrestling outfit. You know what I mean? So it's not like you're...
That's what I'm saying. You just put a couple of squirts of, you know, KY or Astroglide in there and you're good.
Well,
you know? Make sure you use the silicone one so it actually doesn't dry up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check if I have some.
In fact, I'm pre-lubed right now. Let's talk to Sonny Kiss. Sonny's on the phone right now.
We're gonna talk to Sonny.
Yeah, are you scared?
I thought this was my show. Hold on.
Well, we don't have to talk to Sonny.
I want to talk to Sonny.
Do you want to talk to Sonny?
You would. You can talk to Sonny as much as you'd like.
So you're not going to talk to. You're kind of like
angry.
I have
nothing to say to Sonny Kiss.
Oh.
I'll say it in the ring.
You're gonna save it for the ring.
Yeah.
But this is kind of, think of this as kind of like the warm up to it.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Just get him on the phone.
I came to your guys' home.
Yeah.
To be a guest, to be spotlighted.
Now I can see why you're the heel.
Well, we're spotlighting the match.
It's not about the match. It's been about Eye Candy Elliot.
This well, it's about both.
Candy. Okay, let's call her.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, is this Sonny Kiss?
This is Sonny Kiss.
How you doing?
I'm well, how are you?
This is Fausto.
And Mark from Feast of Fun. We have Eye Candy Elliot tied up over here and gagged.
Hi, guys.
It's good to finally talk to you. I'm a big fan of all your crazy fun videos.
Well, thank you.
You have a signature move that is very well known on the internet that's gone viral that you call it the kiss my sass.
I do call it the kiss my sass. It is my signature move. Now it's done by chicks on TV everywhere and, you know, some independent wrestlers, some independent LGBT wrestlers as well. So it's pretty cool to have that move.
For people who are not seeing it, it's basically you get onto the corner of the ring and you grab... your opponent's face with your legs and you smash their face over and over again.
Yeah, just like that, with the same exact sound effect. And so what it is, yeah, it's the Brazilian lap dance. That's where it comes from.
What inspired you to do that?
I used to do it on the ground, which is how I think Ricotaldo used to do it, but I kind of made it my own when I started to jump over the opponent's like head. Now I kind of catch them with my feet, but then I kind of made it like this corner variation. Yeah. Which is really cool. So, yeah, I kind of was just like, I knew I wanted a move that was kind of unique, that was still involving my butt. So,
why is your butt so important to you in your performance as a wrestler?
Why is my butt so important? I guess just because of the size and it looks good.
You have a strong, muscular butt and it is formidable. I in awe of it. I would imagine that no man or beast is going to be able to survive. We have Elliot, Eye Candy Elliot here.
Yeah, you sure do. Did you forget about me?
No, I just... Well, you were saying you didn't want to talk to Sunny.
No, so I don't want to talk to Sunny.
I think they were just being nice and just, you know, showing me some praise.
Giving you a little time on your own.
Yes,
so you're going to unleash your mighty butt on Eye Candy Alley coming up this Friday.
I surely will. He will definitely be kissing some sass. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Now, are you going to eat...
I'm not doing this.
Are you going to eat some beans beforehand to give him a little extra, like a little sniff and
this
smell?
This won't be happening. None of this.
No, I'm actually going to bless him I'm going to bless him with a really good pH balance.
Oh, great. Thanks, Sonny. I appreciate it. Classic Sonny kiss over here.
What do you mean a pH balance? What does that mean?
It's like a joke, just basically like, you know, my body odors and everything is really good. Mm-hmm. It's just a joke.
I bet you smell like flowers.
I would say I smell more like... What do I smell like, you guys?
Now,
ew, you're so gross.
Where are you right now? You just got out of the gym. You're training for the match.
What? Yeah, I was training, and I actually, you know, believe it or not, I'm actually at Applebee's.
You're eating a blooming onion in order to get ready for the
fight. I'm not eating anything. I'm just kind of like...
having a drink.
No.
No, are there a lot of openly LGBT wrestlers at this point in time? Because it's like, you know, when I was in the 80s, like being queer and being a wrestler would be, it would be very
They'll
difficult.
Beat you up for it.
Yeah. It was taboo. Yeah, for sure. But there's a lot. Yeah, it's becoming a really, really awesome thing. And like, it's just really cool to be like one of the pioneers for it. And yeah, it's awesome to see like a lot of wrestlers coming up now, and they're kind of looking at me like as an inspiration. Like it's awesome. It's a lot of new guys out coming out there, so it's really cool.
Why do you think you're going to be able to defeat Eye Candy Elliot this fine. Friday?
Uh-huh. I'd like to hear this. What do you got?
Elliot's tough.
He is. It's a first time ever, and I'm excited.
Sonny, what do you got? Huh?
It's our first time ever. I mean, I'm excited, and this is definitely something that has been, you know, wanted for a while.
You're damn right. I know you asked for this match, Sonny. I know you wanted a taste, right?
I actually didn't, but when I found out that it was happening, I was very, very, very excited.
No, I know what's going on. Classic Sonny kiss, trying to come to Chicago, trying to come to Candyland.
The first time I was supposed to come, some issues happened.
Some issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Couldn't share the spotlight with Eye Candy Elliot.
I heard that you were scared of fighting with Eye Candy Elliot.
That's what I heard, too.
You have a crush on Eye Candy Elliot. And your boyfriend, Killian McMurphy, is going to be jealous.
You guys like to push the envelope and stir the pot, I see. Okay, is that what we're doing?
I'm a journalist. I'm just reporting the truth here.
Okay, Wendy.
That is the biggest compliment anyone's ever given. Aww. So I want to know, why do you think that you're going to be able to march into that ring and slam your muscular tight booty on Eye Candy Elliot's face many times?
Nah, I'm not even
over and over again.
To defeat this heel, this beast.
No. This is not going to happen. Sonny, I'm not even going to give you a shot to answer this. Mm-hmm. You bring your sweet, luscious derriere to Chicago and see what happens.
He's going to spank it.
And see what happens. I'll do whatever I want. Absolutely.
You saying you're going to make him your bitch?
Ooh. Look, Sonny.
I'm listening to you.
Okay. Look, let me tell you, there is only room for one sweetheart, one heartthrob in Chicago. That's me. That's Eye Candy Elliot. And look, I'm going to tell you this right now. I think you're adorable. I think you're precious. I think the world of you. But Friday night, like the adorable alpha male I am.
Yeah, you're a wolf packer.
Goddamn right.
And a fudge packer.
I need to mark.
Oh. You're going to march in there and do what?
Like the adorable alpha male, like the jungle cat that I am. Friday night, I need to mark my territory, Sonny.
Well, you might just have to share it this time.
I might just have to piss all over your goddamn parade while marking my territory. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, we'll have to see about that. Uh-huh. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. I heard a rumor that Eye Candy Elliot voted for Trump.
Oh, my fucking God. Foster, you're crossing the line.
You heard he voted for Trump?
You're crossing the line.
Yeah, he's trying to make wrestling great again. Is that true?
Fuck that. Fuck
so
that.
So you're not that much of a villain.
No, goddamn. Have some decency.
Sonny, why do they call you the Concrete Rose?
Okay, so the Concrete Rose moniker comes from my childhood. I was always very, like, I wasn't like many people. Like, I was very edgy, and so, like, I was always the kind of guy who was, like, I'm like, soft and sweet, but I kind of do, like, very masculine things still. So, you know, I love football, and I love video games, and, like, you know, edgy stuff that a lot of gay guys don't really like, so...
You've seen that video of this one guy who's doing like he's trying to be a superhero and he has a gun and these.
I love him. I love him.
And he does this flip and he starts pointing the gun and stuff. And I'm like, you could totally steal that look.
Dave tagged me in that like a gazillion times.
Well, Sonny, what's your background? Is a gymnast? Because I mean, you're doing like these flips.
I'm not
and tumbles,
a gymnast. I wish I was a gymnast.
How did you learn to do that?
I was a dancer. I was a dancer, and I also was cheerleading.
Okay.
For a little while, and I started out.
Ain't gonna help you with me, Sonny. Let me tell you, they ain't gonna help you with me.
So, Sonny, why wrestling and not drag? Why not just become a drag queen?
Well, because that's not what I want to do in my life.
Friday night, you might want to rethink your options.
I'm good.
Are you gonna bring a wig for in case you defeat Sonny? You're gonna put some lipstick and a wig on Sonny?
Yeah, you need to do a little forced feminization.
That'll never happen.
It'd be like, you're a real pretty girl.
I'm fine with my Amber Rose head.
Now, what's your gender identity, Sonny?
I'm ambiguous. I go by male. I don't mind if I'm called a she. So I guess that's ambiguous.
So you would say like non-binary?
Yeah, I guess.
And Candy Elliott, what's your gender identity?
I'm all male, baby.
I gotta say, the mail's gonna be a little late that on Friday night.
Well, what the fuck?
I thought you're on my side.
I don't know. You know, it's like people are gonna be taking bets, right? Listeners, we want to know who you think is going to defeat. Who.
Yes, who's going to win?
We choose Elliot. Win? We love you, Elliot. Look, they're here.
and it's your boyfriend Killian McMurphy? I gotta say, he's not just a snack; he's a meal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You do not fuck ugly, honey.
I don't.
How did you guys come together?
We actually met at a wrestling show. He was actually really, really mean to me. And that was his way of flirting, I guess. But he was so mean to me for a long time. He was the first, like, wrestler that I, like, dated that was, like, open.
Yeah.
So it was really awesome to finally get that experience where I can be open with somebody and not hide up.
A lot of people on the internet are so jealous of your life.
I don't think they're jealous. I think they're inspired.
No, they're jealous.
With our realness.
They're jealous. Because they'd love to get their ass kicked by Candy Elliot. You know what I'm saying? They'd love to get a taste, just like Sonny Kiss will.
I'm excited.
You are
excited,
aren't you? You're going to say thank you by the end of it, aren't you?
He hit you and it felt like a kiss.
Whooping or not, I'm excited for it.
So is there sexual tension between you and Eye Candy Elliot just a little bit?
Hey,
I don't know.
The instigator.
I think there might be a little bit.
We'll see Friday night. Listen, pay your money.
Have you ever been in the presence of Eye Candy Elliot? His 6 foot
yes,
tall.
Yes, we have. We met before. We've met before.
So I was very excited to meet him.
And he has got that David Bowie smoky eye.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not sure which eye he's looking at you.
I remember I asked him if he had heterochromia. It was so funny.
Very
was
politely,
like, no.
But still, yes. I'm going to kick your ass.
It was
very polite. I appreciate that, but still, I have to kick your ass.
I think it looks really, really cool. The fact that he gets to call himself, like, he developed, like, a persona out of it. Like, eye candy. It's so good.
Keep it coming.
And you know who's also, her eyes color is different? Elizabeth Berkley. She has one eye that's half brown, half green, and the other one's blue.
You like Doggy Chow too?
I'm like the Elizabeth Berkley of pro wrestling.
Sunny.
Yes, and she's super duper hot, so I love her.
You like Doggy Chow too?
I love Doggy Chow, yeah. I used to love Doggy Chow.
Wet or dry?
I don't know what the fuck you guys
wet
are talking
or dry.
About.
Showgirls, Showgirls. We're talking about Showgirls, yeah.
You should see Showgirls, for sure.
Yeah, it's a great
really,
film.
Really good movie, for sure. It's a Mercedes.
I imagine that sometimes you are dealing with homophobic wrestlers or, you know, bigots, jerks, heels, and you are fighting not just for your life, but you're also fighting for every Lady Gaga fan who doesn't feel like heard. They're going to be like represented by you in the ring.
For sure. That's the goal. All the Gaga fans, all the Britney fans, all the Madonna fans, all the Janet fans, you know.
All the Beyonce fans.
All the Beyonce, exactly. All the bees.
If
all
you
the
honeybees. Were in a wrestling yeah. match against any of these divas, who do you think would be the easiest one to defeat and the hardest one to defeat?
Well, I think all women are just as tough as guys.
That's what I'm saying. So who would you want to fight so you would win?
I don't know. I mean,
let me put it this way. I would not want to be in a fight with Madonna.
Madonna's trained in martial arts. So yeah,
she's got tight Pilates, tight Kegel muscles. She's the one.
I think Britney Spears used to be a tumbler, so I probably would have a good match with her.
So you think you could hold your own with Britney? Who do you think would just be like, you know, couldn't handle it in the ring?
Who do I think couldn't handle it in the ring? Yeah.
Softball answer right here. You should have said me. Come on, learn to talk shit. You can't.
I'm not very good at this. I was.
It's a toss up between you and I, Candy Elliott.
It's a toss up.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
We don't know who's going to win. That's what makes the match so exciting. This is here two of the biggest names on wrestling and Instagram. It's an immovable butt, meaning a locomotion of eye candy crazy.
That's beautiful. They need to put that on a flyer.
It's going
to
be explosive.
That's well put.
I don't
totally
know
well put.
Who's going to win, and I just know that fans of wrestlings are going to be the real winners here.
Exactly. That's exactly, and those are my exact sentiments.
I will also be the real winner. And I, Candy Ellie, will be the real winner. The fans of wrestling and I, Candy Ellie, will be the real winner Friday night.
Elliot was telling us that he wants people to tip him money as he enters the ring.
Like I encourage it.
Like drag queens get. Do you,
Sonny, if you want to bring a few extra bucks
to give,
I'll give you an opportunity.
So, are you waiting for your burgers and fries to show up?
Well, I don't eat red meat, so I'm actually vegan. I'm pescatarian.
Oh, you eat a little fish every now and then.
I love fish every now and then. That's so funny. Yeah, I'm pescatarian. But no,
my sister swings that way, too.
Does she?
She's into arm wrestling.
And is she into sushi? Because that's what I'm talking about.
I love sushi, but no, seriously, like, my sister's also, like, you know, a pescatarian, if you know what I mean. But
yeah.
She gets into wrestling. She dressed up as the Green Witch from Wicked. And she, like, punished a woman who was dressed up as Betsy Ross.
Wow.
I understand Presbyterians have a bit of a sweet tooth. Am I right?
Oh, for sure.
For a bunch of goddamn candy. Am I right?
You know, speaking of candy, so, like, I like to go to Sonic, right? And I get I get the slushies with all the candy, you know, like all the candy, like the Nerds and the Pop Rocks. And
Elliot, where do you hide your candy?
Yeah.
Where do you hide your candy?
I tuck it.
You tuck it?
Yeah.
Sonny, have you ever gotten hurt seriously, like had to wind up in the hospital or seek medical treatment because of your passion for fighting?
I did something really dumb when I first started. I did this stupid dive and landed on my face, and I have, like, this little, like, gash in my head.
You should try that on Friday.
No, yeah. I think I'm good.
Give it a go.
Is Elliot bullying you right now? Do you want me to make this stop? Elliot, be nice to
no,
Sunny Kiss.
It's fine.
You should let Sunny actually give you the first punch.
That's not how this works.
To be polite.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Oh. Yeah, fuck that. I paid my compliments. I said I think Sunny's a treasure. But this is pro wrestling, baby.
I think it might be love.
Yeah. Well, Sunny, stay away because Eye Candy Elliott's my man.
I love him, but I think I'm fine.
Oh, listen, if you think I'm breaking up with Killian, send him my way.
No.
He's good looking.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Sunny,
he's the Cody to my Brandy.
We are rooting for both of you guys.
Well, thank you.
And I hope it's a good match.
You know, and I do love that you're sort of incorporating a lot of like death drops and duck walks and backflips.
I've never done any duck walks or death drops.
I'm doing a death drop this Friday night.
There's a lot of like, you know, hip hop and voguing moves or sensibility, at least to your movement.
Really? Because I don't see that at all. But I mean, if that shows, that's awesome.
If you haven't, but it's not for me to tell you how to win a fight, am I? Because you're doing pretty damn good.
Thank you.
Well, Sunny, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule at Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for calling. And
you're welcome.
Elliot, I will see you soon.
You're damn right.
Yes. Good night, guys.
And make sure you wear diapers because he's going to make you pee in your pants.
Get that butt right in his face. Make him smell it.
Do not.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Sunny Kiss lives in Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm not sure who's going to win.
I know.
Mark's, I think you're going to win.
Mark's feeling too. Right here.
Of course Elliot's going to win.
What's the argument in favor of Eye Candy Elliot?
Because I think that, Sunny's going to take one look at Eye Candy mm-hmm. Elliot and fall in love.
That's
and he's
baby.
Not going to be able to hurt him.
I disarm you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Right, yes, I'm doing that to you right now.
You are. I couldn't beat you up at
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
I just want to kiss you. I just want to give you a kiss. in terms of like people that you've sort of faced in your career, Mr. Elliot,
right?
Because I want to be respectful here. You know, it's like who has been the most difficult match you've had. Up until this point, that you felt
man.
You were just like fighting for your life.
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I've wrestled so much in the past year or so. There's been so much. Oh man, I don't know. But I've gotten my ass kicked. I've kicked ass. Man, I don't have an answer for you.
So you're basically like you're.
It's
know,
all you know.
All the same.
The CTE is getting to me. You know, I can't remember.
Do you feel like this, you know, your friends question your sexual identity if they see you, like, so into wrestling? Like, you really like to, you know, get sweaty
with
men.
Man action.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's definitely been some questions raised my way, for sure. I'm also, you know.
And what do you say to them?
I don't give a fuck.
You're like, I like what I like.
Yeah. I don't care. I owe nobody any answers, you know.
Do you think Sonny's going to be planting his butt in your face?
He's gonna try. I know he's gonna try. Yeah. I've all the reversals for it. You know, they're secret.
You have a secret for it?
Yeah,
will you show me afterwards?
I've been training. Yeah.
So I'll stick my butt in your face,
right, and I'll show you. If, you know, it's
okay. Mm-hmm. Just don't fist me, okay?
I'm not there yet. Of them. Right.
Just preload, folks.
I'm not there yet. Let me get my poppers. Hold on a second.
Once again, Eye Candy Elliot is battling Sunny Kiss.
Yep.
One of the greatest fights of ever. If you've seen Sunny's viral video of him planting his muscular, gorgeous butt on people of all kinds, you know, men and women. Where is that going to be taking place on Friday?
Friday night, Logan Square Auditorium, Chicago, Illinois. 9 p.m. I'm sure Sunny and I will be wrestling somewhere within the hour from that. Also,
where do you get tickets for that?
Freelancewrestling.com. You can also find them on Twitter. You can find them on Facebook, anything like that.
I am so excited. Mark, you seem really excited about this. You're going to be going to
I might
it?
Go see it.
Yeah, man, yeah, you
I
should.
Friday night off.
Absolutely. Maybe I can get you in.
Can you get me on the guest list?
I can,
if you get me on the guest list, I'll definitely
For
come.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. You,
at least one of you needs to see this in person.
I need to see it in person.
Absolutely.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah. And once again, I'm there. I'm
Freelance. Mark might even show up in drag for this and be one of your malls. Uh-huh. You know what that means?
What?
It's one of the girls that like is your fan, you know, that you're just one of those women that you use to pleasure yourself after, you know, to fight down that anger and sweat and desire after a heavy match.
Yeah, that's me.
Thanks.
Mark, do you want me to make a sign? Should
Please.
I make a sign
Absolutely.
In support of you or in support of Sunny? I'm so confused. I don't know.
I know it's difficult.
It
is difficult.
Who to root for? I'll have two, and then I'll hold up one at the end for whoever's there.
What you need to do is depends. How do we know who's winning exactly?
You watch.
But what happens? Because I'm a little confused. Like I know in regular wrestling, it's basically whoever passes out, right?
It'll be a pinfall or a submission. Okay. So
you're gonna beat your. So I'm you're gonna, practicing how yes. you're gonna submit. To.
Exactly. I have my ways. I have a finishing move. I have a submission move. It's called the thirst trap.
Oh yeah,
clever, huh?
Yeah.
Right. You know.
All right.
I hook both legs. I bend them. I arch back, and they give up.
Nice.
All right.
I'm so excited.
You're gonna make him cry.
I think so. I'm going to feel bad after.
Well, you know, while
I'm going to feel so bad after.
While
I
you
like
guys are fighting, Killian and I will be snuggling.
All right,
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
It's just like, you distract him, Elliot. I'll get his man.
You can follow iCandyElliot on Instagram.
On Instagram at iCandyElliot. Two T's.
Because you have an Indiana spelling.
Is that for Elliot.
That's you know, Midwest spelling.
Sure.
I think it's usually spelled with two T's.
Yeah, I don't know what weirdos are spelling it with one.
Oh,
yeah,
well, why do you have to emphasize the two T's?
Because some people don't know.
Yeah.
They go like, it's like Elliot and E.T.
Is that a one T?
Let me Google that. Now you got me questioning.
That little dork.
Elliot. But is it two L's, one L and two T's, right?
Yeah. No, two L's, two T's.
Oh, it is two L's. That's what it was.
E double L.
I-O-T-T. It is, yeah. The normal spelling is, the more conventional spelling is with one.
Whatever. I'm different. Different is good.
You put the extra T for testicle torture.
It is for testicle torture. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing, folks. I am so excited. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasures.
Thank you, iCandy. Elliot.
You're very welcome.
And I look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yeah.
I want to remind folks we can't do this podcast without your support. So if you're not a Plus member yet, sign up at feastoffun.com/plus.
Remember, folks, we are desperately needing your support to upgrade our computer, to save our computer right now that we record this podcast. We know you love our shows, our cringeworthy, awkward, our crazy adventures, and want to follow along. So please go to gofundme.com/feastoffuncomputer and tip us a dollar. Just like you tip a drag queen or a wrestler, you enjoy the podcast, tip us a dollar and let us know, share the love, and help us upgrade our computer equipment today. Follow us on social media, Feast of Fun, and Mark will be there and dressed up all pretty, trying to decide who he's going to root for.
I'm going to root for them both.
Yeah, can they both be winners?
No,
can we just, guys?
Oh, do they ever tie? Do they ever have ties?
Not on Friday night, so don't worry about it.
It'll be this time.
They already know who's going to win.
I believe.
It's already decided. Don't even.
Really, in the contract, you have to sign up. Be like,
I win this amount of matches.
No, it's really, we really don't know.
We don't know.
I ain't going to tell you the sequence either.
It'll be as unpredictable as lip syncs for your lives on RuPaul's Drag Race, but with not as much blood shed.
Yeah, ideally.
Nor sequins spraying out on the field. iCandyElliot, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My
and
pleasure.
Sunny Kiss, wherever you are, enjoy that vegan
that ass
burger.
Kicking. Oh. That
pescatarian? No, he's at Applebee's, right?
Yeah, enjoy that Filet-O-Fish, because it'll be your last.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Fausto.
Bye,
that's
everybody.
Cool.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Maybe you missed your calling, Fausto, as a wrestler.
I'm the Cyndi Lauper.
It's never too late.
I'm the Cyndi Lauper. I'm the one who's like getting involved in all the politics of it. I'm in the thick of it.